Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. So today on Wednesday, we have a small clean start to the day, but the north winds are going to start picking up ahead of this cold front that's going to be pushing its way down as the day goes on. This is going to kick up a little bit of north winds and north wind swell by the end of the day. Nothing too big for today, but tomorrow, winds are going to turn more northeast for Thursday. And they're going to stay into the mid to high teens, kicking up additional, probably waist-high wind swell, but it's going to be short period, not really too great conditions out there. Winds are going to turn east-northeast for the rest of the week after that, and it looks like they're going to stick around in the mid to high teens, bringing this good chunky-sized wind swell all the way into the weekend. Now, we could see a little longer period for Sunday, maybe even late Saturday, and into the start of next week as this wind field spreads out as this front moves out into the Atlantic. Now, that could allow a little bit of organization, but we're still going to have these onshore winds in the mid, you know, maybe even high teens, keeping overall quality down. It could still be rideable in some of the better spots, especially if you got something to block the east-northeast winds, but like I said, it's not really going to be the cleanest conditions. So I'll be back on Friday to let you know if this does indeed look like it's going to organize in something that could be rideable for Sunday and into next week. And until then, check those cams. It's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.